Welcome. This is Christopher Westra from Light is Real and with another Freedom Audio. This Freedom Audio is about kite power and uses a wonderful story that I've used in my counseling and talks for a long time. And it's about the story of the bridge over Niagara Falls. Over 150 years ago, the people of Niagara Falls decided to build this bridge, and they didn't even know if it was possible. It was 800 feet wide and 200 feet deep, and they wanted to do it, and they got some engineers together, but they didn't know if it was even possible. So after a number of years, four engineers finally thought that they could do it, and one engineer was awarded the contract. But he needed to have a start. He needed to have a cable. He needed to have a cord across. And he wondered how to do it. They proposed a cannon, a rocket, and all kinds of things to get it started at first. And then they came up with a contest, a kite contest. And they thought, that would be great. We'll get a lot of publicity for it. All the Canadian kids can come out, and the American kids can come out. And so they did. It was in January of 1848, and the kites started on the Canadian side of the gorge, taking advantage of some winds there. But the first one to succeed with spanning the gorge with his kite was the American. He was 15 years old. He was Homan Walsh. And it didn't happen on his first time. It took him days, and he had to fly it even during the night. But he finally did it. And so once he got it across and tied it off, then he was the winner. He got $5 or $10. Accounts vary depending on which publication. And then from then on, they used that little string to pull a bigger cord across and to pull a bigger cord across until pretty soon they had a cable across. And they just kept on building it and building it until they had two cables across, and then they put a span between them, and pretty soon they had a little chair that was hanging that could go all the way across and back, and then they built from there, and in 1 year they had a bridge. 7 years later, they used that initial bridge to build a much stronger bridge, using his as a scaffolding and even a railroad track across it. So it's just been a lesson in my life that you can start small with things. In fact, you need to start small. Started with just a string flown by a kite over Niagara Falls. And another story along the same line is from my martial arts experience, and that is, I was one time in a class, and the black belt, the master, said, "What two things do you need to do to become a black belt?" And at that point, I wasn't sure, but some little boy down the line said, "The two things you need to do are start and don't quit." And the master said, "You're right. Those are the two things. If you do those two things, you will receive your black belt." And I started, and I didn't quit. I had to stop for our family to have a baby. I had stopped to build a house for a little while, but I didn't quit. I kept at it through illnesses and injuries and anything else that might happen until I received it. And anything like that, anything in life is like that. You can choose to start and not quit. Another saying that illustrates this same idea is, incremental actions bring monumental results. Continuous action toward a worthy goal is so powerful. So decide what you want. Remember kite power. Remember to start with that little string and build it up from there. Thanks. We'll see you on the next one.